corner. It goes to Falk, who enters the lane. To Jhené Hoang in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. We're tied up. Here's Ottaville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoang. A run out by Hoang. Got it for two. What a play by Jhené Hoang. Five in a row by Jhené. Ottaville's got to get a timeout. They do. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at The Shot.
Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Good. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five. Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoops action. Webcasts include these schools: the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, three on one. Dana Rose to the rack, in for two, and a foul.
That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket.
On top, Bixler, shot fake, into the lane, back to the basket. Fadeaway, 10-footer, in.
I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch.
Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround, 7-footer, yes. That's money in the bank right there.
Oh, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot.
Gets a screen from Gosick, shoots the three, left corner. Got it! He's got it! Anna takes the lead by two. Gilskamp swished a shot, Chuck, from nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
Well, he's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball, he is an impressive athlete.
Here is Botkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Dane Paul for Botkins, lofted in a high-arching 44-footer.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, this is Chuck McBee with Jack Kramer. Jack has wandered off on me, but we're here to... For the second game tonight at Pickwick Arbory Gym, it's the top-ranked, the first seed, Jackson Center, is going to play the Bradford Railroaders, and Jack is now back.
Well, thank you very much, and good evening to you for the second time tonight. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, here at Pickwick Arbory Gym, and we've got orange and black dominating Pickwick for game two, much like we had a lot of blue everywhere dominating game one. Railroaders 0-22 on the year. At the bench down to our right, the Jackson Center Tigers have lost just five times all year. Top seed here in the Pickwick tourney. Chuck, in your coaching days, did you ever play two winless teams in a row in the season or in the tournament?
No. I mean, maybe my first two games of the season you might have, but in a tournament situation, no. I mean, since they went to the seeding of all the teams, it has made it so the number one seed in the tournament goes on the board and everybody else tries to avoid it.
Yep.
It's made some really bad sectional basketball games.
Yeah.
But usually the finals make up for it.
Well, we very well could have a final in the sectional on Saturday night, which is going to be a spectacle. If Jackson Center beats Bradford like the Tigers should, they are a prohibitive favorite. We could have one of those games on Saturday where Rushi is saying, we're going to run the ball down your throat. Jackson Center is going to say, hold your horses. No, you're not.
Well, even the game that Rushi beat Jackson at Jackson, the final score was 37-30. In overtime. Isn't that correct?
No, that was Jackson Center, Marion Local.
Okay.
60-54, I believe, was the OT win by Rushi over Jackson Center. Rushi did force Jackson Center to pick up the pace a little bit in that game, more than Jackson Center would like. But that very well could be the situation on Saturday. Bradford without a win. Jackson Center's opponent here in just a moment or two. Triad without a win against Jackson Center in a game we covered opening round of the sectional. Tigers got off to a slow start, bit sluggish first 3 minutes of that game, as you would expect. As you've noted so many times, you can tell your players all you want as a coach, hey, guys, you've got to play this game on the floor, when, in fact, mentally, the young men know that it's an 0-22 club across right. from them at the other end.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, in my 30 years of watching the Pickwa sectional, this would be the biggest upset that I've ever seen if they happen to lose this game tonight.
Matt Zerker just shared with us the players' individual scoring, the complete box score of last year's Rushi Jackson Center game. Won here at the tournament by Rushi, 37-21. We all thought it would be much closer than that. Rushi went up to 16. Sometimes those games, those big games, get a big buildup, but they don't wind up materializing right. like they're advertised.
Well, yeah, you're right. I mean, it's who gets off to the good start tonight in that first game. Rushi just came out like a track meet, and that game was over before it started.
Jackson Center needs, in this game tonight, Chuck, to develop the kinds of habits, the kinds of characteristics, the kind of play that will carry over and bode well for the Orange and Black against Rushi on Saturday.
Right. That's going to be a war. There's no doubt about it.
The Bradford club nicknamed the Railroaders, and Bradford is orange and black, Jackson Center orange and black. Chuck, there are I don't know how many high schools in the west central southwest Ohio region with school colors orange and black. I at one time counted 17 or 18.
Oh, I'm sure that's got to be close. Yeah. I mean, I went to Wilmington High School.
Yep.
Orange and black. We were the Hurricane Hurricanes.
Hurricanes, orange and black. You can go as far east as West Liberty.
Right.
As far west as Coldwater. Orange and black, orange and black.
Well, and I started my coaching career at San Ynez High School in San Ynez, California, and we were orange and black.
All the way to the west coast.
All the way out to the coast.
The Dayton Stivers, Division III boys basketball, yep. Orange and black.
Now for sales.
Yes, on and on. But crowd has thinned out, as you might expect. Had a good group of fans on both sides of the gym here for game one between Fairlawn and Rushi. 168-50 by Rushi. Could have been more. Head coach Dave Borchers and his staff had called off the troops midway late third quarter of that game, and it wound up an 18-point differential. Rushi was high and mighty and on its game, to say the very least. So many thanks to our underwriting sponsors in Game 2, and we give gratitude to Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Local, a founding sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jeff Bray and I simply could not have gotten Scores off the ground over a dozen years ago without the support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, and we thank Local so much. Mary Lee Smock, Roger Dietrich, the clan, all the staff and associates at Local. Whole bunch of gratitude to you from scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. In addition, Banbauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, Chris is in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? The in-between, just south of Watkins, where the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John Hemp gives you his best shot. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Call Chris North. Connect with your benefits. 937-498-7282. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. In Anna, Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Starting lineups being introduced right now for the Jackson Center Tigers. T.J. Esser out on the floor, along with Trent Platfoot and Christopher Elkert. Elkert is 8 points a game. Platfoot about 12 and a half a game. Jaron Reese on the front line. Aiden Reichert, 15 points a game, rounds out the starting five. Reichert, just a sophomore, and he's got a lot of great basketball ahead of him next 2 years here at Jackson Center.
Yeah, he hopes to have a more of a career here this year before next year, but, yeah, he's going to be a stud.
Bradford Railroaders being introduced. Bradford in the home white, black numbers with light orange trim. Jackson Center, the road black, white numbers outlined in orange. Bradford will start Gavin Trevino, a 5'9 junior guard. Gage Willis, a 5'6" sophomore guard. Connor Jones, 5'9 sophomore at a wing. Keegan Fair, a 5'6 junior leading scorer at just over 7 points a game. And Wyatt Spangler, 6-foot junior, rounds out the beginning five for Bradford. Good thing, just one senior in that opening five for the Railroaders, but it is a club, Chuck, which is short on height.
Well, they're not very big, and that was good, short on height. Unfortunately, they're short on talent, too. Sometimes it doesn't matter if you only have one senior.
Well, we're all set to go to get this one underway. Game two of the night here at Pickwa's Garbery Gym. Lower bracket sectional semifinal. Jackson Center will move from left to right on your phone or computer as you use your imagination. Bradford from right to left. Opening tip to start the game is won by the Tigers. Here's Elkert outside the arc on the left. Straight away gives it up to T.J. Esser. He's left open. He pumps. Missed it. No good. Long rebound ricochets to the scorer's table. Jackson Center finds it and then attacks. Baseline left. Aiden Reichert spins, can't shoot. On the arc, Christopher Elkert. Near side, Platfoot. Now Reese. Reese in the post. 12 feet away, back to the hoop. On the arc to Platfoot. He starts a drive, pulls up, foul line, and cans it. Jackson Center leads 2-0. Here come the Bradford Railroaders down the floor to her left. Trevino on the arc, gives it up to Gage Willis. Now Connor Jones, pitch and catch. Here's Trevino. Minute gone, first quarter, Tigers lead 2-0. Rushi won game one easily over Fairlawn by a final score of 68-50. Straight away with the ball, it's Wyatt Spangler, 6 foot junior. He lost it, got it back. Right side of the floor, given to Fair. Between the rings, it's Trevino. Bradford holding onto the ball, lengthy time, opening possession. Here's a pass to the corner, overplay by Jackson Center, nearly swiped by Platfoot. He's out of bounds with it, far side of the court.
This is not quite the same pace as the first game.
No, it's about it.
It's like a Model T compared to the Ferrari we saw in the first game.
That's a good description. I was about ready to say it's a 360 from game one. It's more like a 360 times two or three from game one. Here's a hop, step, and a jump into the lane. Keegan Fair, 12-footer. Bradford, no good. Off the flange. Rebounded by Platfoot of Jackson Center down the floor to Reese.
Nice.
Reese goes powering to the rim. Got it for two. Bradford, a quick timeout. 2 minutes gone, opening quarter. Tigers lead it 4-0. on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
After the timeout, the Jackson Center Tigers return to defend at the left end of the floor. Brantford at the back baseline will bring it down. Brantford Railroaders head coach Jason Wills. It's Gage Wills. I may have said Willis, his son, who plays on the team. Outside the arc straight away. It goes to Wills. Wills comes back near side to teammate Connor Jones. Jones, a 5'9 sophomore. Here's Wyatt Spangler, top of the circle, looks for the cutter. Keegan Fair can't find him. Now Jones. Jones for Wills, picked off on the play by Reichert. Reichert explodes down the floor for the Tigers. In for the bunny, missed it, no good. Rebound stolen away by Brantford. Good hustle play by Connor Jones. Railroaders have it. Nearly 3 minutes gone. Jackson Center ahead, 4-0. Top of the circle, Spangler. Here's Jones. Now Fair on the left wing. Good matchup there, Reichert and Fair. Ball thrown right side of the floor, Spangler. Spangler crowds his way to the rim and banks it in, and a foul against the Tigers. Five minutes to go, quarter number one, 4-2 in favor of Jackson Center. Free throw, Spangler on the way. Three-point chance, no good, hit the flange. Jaron Reese blocks the foul shooter out, gets the rebound. Deep in the right corner, it's Elkert. High left to Reese. Now Platfoot. Platfoot in the left corner. Tries to loop it. Baseline to Reichert. Getting a piece of it is Brantford. It goes out of bounds.
And he needs to take a dribble down towards the baseline, get a better passing angle, and then drop the ball down to him.
Tigers inbounding left to the basket. Reichert deep in the corner. Head coach Scott Elkert yelling out in the background. You may have heard him. Move it. Here's Platfoot, high right, mid-post area. It's Esser on the arc. Reichert straight away, triple. Oh, that was pretty. All net. Aiden Reichert zeroes in.
He has the total game, that's for sure.
7-2, Tigers, 4:21 to go in the first. Brantford, forecourt to her left. It's Trevino with the ball. Trevino handoff to Wills. Ball thrown to a cutter. Ball splattered away by Jackson Center, but over guarding against T.J. Esser, who got his mitts on it. 4:10 to go, first quarter, 7-2, Jackson Center. Brantford inbounding, baseline right. Keegan Fair is the playmaker. He looks, gets it off inside, right below the rim to teammate Gage Wills. He powers up. No good. Hit the backboard. Rim fell off. Quickly, Tigers down the floor. Platfoot left open right corner. Swish. A long tray. A trifecta from Platfoot. Boy, you give him an inch, he'll take a mile.
Oh, he's a good shooter.
Excellent.
Good shooter.
Mm-hmm. Superb from distance. He can also put it on the deck. Take it all the way to the rim or pull up and drain the 10 to 15 footer on you. 3:38 to go here in the first quarter. 10-2. Jackson Center by 8. Outside the arc, Wyatt Spangler makes a pass. It is intercepted. Taken away by T.J. Esser. Esser bolts the other way. He's got it. A driving layup. Another timeout, Brantford. Tigers up 10 beyond the midway point first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish. Meal after meal after meal at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically, since they opened the door about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich,
uh-huh.
a margarita barbecue sandwich,
yeah.
a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spent about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Now, Chuck, I may have misread this Bradford starting lineup. It does not include a senior at all, not one. Not one senior in the opening five. They do have a few seniors who come off the bench.
Right.
Leading scorer, Keegan Fair, is a junior. Bradford with the ball at midcourt, down 12-2. We've played close to 5 minutes, opening stanza. Gavin Trevino, 5'6", junior, with the ball and a weave to Jones. Gives it back up to Spangler straight away. Ball high overhead. He's greeted out on the arc by the Jackson Center defender, who's in now. Garrett Pringer on the court. Garrett, a 6-foot junior. Dribble drive into the lane. Keegan Fair, Bradford, shot blocked, taken away by Reichert. Gives it up down the floor to Pringer, to Platfoot. Pulls up on the arc. Whips it near side to Garrett Heitkamp, who's in now. Deep right corner three by Christopher Elkert. High in the air. Short. Rebound Bradford. Garrett Heitkamp, a 5'11 junior, out there now for Jackson Center. Here's Keegan Fair cutting to the rim. Took a nice pass from Trevino. Missed it. Rebound Jackson Center. Here's Reichert down the floor. Called for a carry. Now you rarely see that choice made by the referee. I thought it was marginal.
Especially in the open court where he's not trying to go around somebody. He's not gaining an advantage.
12-2, Jackson Center. 2:25 to go here in the first. And the far section of stands, opposite side of the court, not crowded, sitting with themselves up and off to the right. 10 rows from the floor. The quartet of coaches from Rushi. Here's a shot missed on the play by Bradford.
Wow.
And then, wow, Jackson Center off and running. Here's a hustling fast break, driving layup. It's good. And a foul. What a play by Platfoot. Extremely athletic. He's at the stripe. It's an add-on situation. Three-point play opportunity, 14-2 in favor of Jackson Center. Outstanding shot by Platfoot on the dead run, sprinting toward the rim. Sort of a semi-shovel delivery. And he glanced it in off the backboard. Makes the free throw to boot. 15-2 in favor of Jackson Center. Minute 56 to go, first half. Here's Spangler, top of the circle. Near side, Fair. Fair guarded by Pringer. Coming out to gather for Bradford is Wills. Wills hangs on, goes right back far side. Bradford stymied here at the moment. Here's Keegan Fair straight away. Minute 30 left, first quarter. 25 feet out, Jones. Jones on the dribble, reverses far side. Into the lane, then steps out of it. He's at the elbow. Ball pitched on the arc to Trevino. Left side to Jones, leaps up to catch against Heitkamp. Here's a pass fired down inside below the rim to Spangler. Reverse layup. It rolls out. Rebounded by Jackson Center. Quickly, Heitkamp to Elkert. Elkert strolls through the lane. Out back to Platfoot. Now Heitkamp left open. Sizes up a three. No good off the back brace. High for the rebound. Reese has got it for Jackson Center. He retreats. Gives it up to Elkert. 48 seconds to go. First quarter. Baseline right, Pringer. Starts to drive, pulls up. Now Reese, 25 feet out, Blackfoot. 38 seconds left in the first, 15-2 Tigers. Heitkamp 30 feet away to Pringer on top. Near side, Blackfoot. Straight on Elkert. He goes airborne, long triple off the heel. Rebound way up in the air. Bradford's got it. 18 seconds to go in the first. Right side pass goes to Wills. He's hemmed in, comes near side. 8 seconds left. Top of the circle, Jones. He looks for Spangler. Dribbles into trouble. Back out of it to Fair. Four left. Fair throws it right side of the court and a push against the Tigers. 1.7 left. Opening stanza. Tigers up 13. Bradford will have to throw it in and let it fly immediately. We've got 10 players bunched far side of the court. Bradford inbounds deep in the corner to Spangler. Spangler hands to a teammate. It's Fair. Fair unloads. Beat the buzzer. Shot was online. Looked good all the way. And just caught a piece of the rim. Missed it. First quarter's in the books. Jackson Center 15. Bradford 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Thank you so much to Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick will work with you step by step by step as you build your new home. Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. Phone 1-419-582-3824. That's Dan Eilerman Construction. Over 40 years of pride and craftsmanship, which are custom built into every home improvement project. Getting set to start quarter number two. Bradford will inbound the ball far side of the floor. Jackson Center at the defensive end. Ball being inbounded by Keegan Fair. He sends it into Connor Jones in the corner. The ball went off his forearm and rolled out of bounds. Tigers possession. It is Christopher Elkert, Garrett Heitkamp, Aiden Reichert, Jaron Reese, and T.J. Esser on the court for the Tigers. Here's Heitkamp in the corner. Wanted to go inside right away to Reichert. And the ball is pinballed way up in the air off the fist of Jones. And it goes out of bounds to Jackson Center. Right corner of the floor on the baseline. It's inbounded by Esser to Heitkamp. Lobbed inside to Reichert. Catches low on the right. His arm is grabbed as he goes up to shoot. Esser with a fine delivery. Foul against Wills. Two free throws, Reichert. 7:24 to go in the second. 15-2 Jackson Center. And Reichert hits the front rim, backboard, off the side rim, into the floor. Second free throw, Aiden. He dips the knees and shoots it up and in. 16-2. Tigers lead by 14. Jackson Center obviously will have to make a pretty big adjustment between now and Saturday night when the Tigers lock horns with the Rushi Raiders, who simply turned the first two games of the sectional for them into track meets. They were every bit as much track meets as they were basketball games on the hardwood. Oh, here's a nice pick of the pocket out high by Christopher Elkert. He roams the last 50 feet. Layup with the left hand is good. 18-2, Jackson Center. A theft by Elkert, leading to 2 points. 6:40 left to go here in the second quarter. Top of the circle, Wyatt Spangler. Gives it up near side to Keegan Fair. Coming out to catch is Wills. And he whips the pass, baseline right, broken up by Jackson Center, out of bounds. 6.5 left in the second. Continued changes for the Tigers. Garrett Pringer back on the floor. And also in for Jackson Center, Trevor Sosby. Good-looking 5'10 sophomore. He's got a lot of skill as well. You'll see him on the court logging quite a few minutes next year, I'm sure. 6:15 left in the second. Jackson Center ahead by 16. Top of the circle, Keegan Fair gives it up to Spangler. Now Fair for Bradford near the Pickwa Indians logo at midcourt. Right wing, it goes to Gavin Trevino. Trevino, the junior, drives into the corner. Hands it off behind him to Wills, who goes up to pass or shoot. And getting a fist on the ball is Jackson Center to drive it out of bounds.
That's hard for Scott to complain, but the kid jumped, landed, and then threw the pass. It was an obvious travel, one call.
And the officials were looking through about six other pairs of sneakers to try to see those sneakers that came down after going in the air. Should have been a violation. You're right, Chuck. Ball inbounded by Bradford down to her left, and the Railroaders turn it over. Ball fumbled away out of bounds by Jones in the right corner of the court. Jackson Center leading 18-2, 5:55 left in the second quarter. Here is Flatfoot up and over the timeline, angles off to the right. Goes into the right corner to Sosby. Out high to Pringer. Ball lob, baseline left. Aiden Riker turns, doesn't shoot. 25 feet away, Pringer right back into Aiden. Overshoots an 8-footer. It came off on the weak side. And the rebound collected there by Bradford. Quickly up the floor, Trevino. Right flank to Wills. He spots a player in the paint at Spangler, who dips in underneath the arm of a Tiger defender and scores. 18-4, Jackson Center leads. Just over 5 to play, second quarter. Pringer, left corner Esser, bounce pass into Reichert, double teamed. Good, strong, forceful move, and he banked it down. 2 points for Reichert, 20-4, Tigers. Chuck, I do not envy Jackson Center playing two winless clubs, and then you've got to deal with the Rushi Raiders the way they are playing.
Well, they know Rushi, so that's an advantage. Yep. I mean, obviously, sure. Rushi's gone. Mm-hmm. They know they're not going to get anything out of watching the rest of this game.
Right. Yeah, the coaches have left. Players are gone. Team bus on the road back to Rushi in western Shelby County.
Well, I did get a chance to tell Ashley Scott that the travel they called on her last night was one of the worst calls I've seen all year.
Oh, it was. It sure was.
And it was a crucial time to call it.
Yep, indeed. What did Ashley say?
She said, thank you. She said, I didn't think I traveled.
No, she did not. Near the four-minute mark, second quarter, Bradford pitch and catch between the top of the circle and the center line. Right corner is Trevino. Trevino hands off to the teammate Spangler. Spangler to Wills. Wills, 8 feet from the rim, wants to go up to shoot. Flatfoot gets hands on ball. Up in the air, ruled a jump. Good call by the referee. It will be the Tigers' possession. 4 minutes left, second quarter. Yeah, tough way for the Rushi girls to lose last evening. Buzzer beater by the young lady, Honor, Kathleen Honor. Notched a long three-pointer as time expired, and Legacy Christian nip the Rushi girls 41-38 at the wire. Out on the elbow with the ball is Jaron Reese for Jackson Center. Throws on the arc to Sosby. Sosby hits a cutter. Pringer right down the lane, and he tried to scoop it toward the iron. Couldn't get it there. Good defense by Bradford. Out of bounds off the Tigers. 3:28 left to go, second quarter. Right side of the floor, Wills for Bradford. Between the rings, it's Keegan Fair. 25 feet away, handled there by Jones. Comes to Trevino with 3:12 remaining in the second quarter. Jackson Center leading 20-4. Bradford preferring to take a lot of time off the clock. Down 16. This is the way the Railroaders try to execute. Here's Fair, top of the circle. He's got an alley right down the lane. Banked it in on the run. Foul to boot against the Tigers.
From the basket, Keegan Fair.
Keegan Fair, good-looking ball player from Radford. He returns next year.
He's strong. You can see that. And he's not intimidated. He's taken a couple of good shots.
20-6 in favor of Jackson Center with 2:58 to go in the second quarter. Tigers have made yet another change. We've got Heitkamp on the floor along with Reese. Yes, sir. Aiden Reichert's out. So it's Reese, Sosby, Flatfoot, Heitkamp, Esser. That's the quintet. Free throw by Fair was up and in. 20-7. Jackson Center ahead to 13. 2:45 to go here in the second quarter. Right side of the floor. Flatfoot looks inside for Reese. Goes baseline. Double team comes. Back to Flatfoot in the corner. Straight away, Heitkamp. Feeds foul line. There's that strength of Fair, Chuck, that you mentioned. He ripped it away. Then it's punched free by Jackson Center. Esser motoring down the floor to the cup. Foul against Bradford. Two free throws for Esser. 20-7. Tigers lead to 13. Yeah, this will take an adjustment for Jackson Center in midstream to get ready in 2 days for Rushi on Thursday night. Format entirely different this year. Normally, sectional semifinals double up on Tuesday, Wednesday. This year, Tuesday, Thursday, giving the winners on Thursday night 1 day less to prepare for a Saturday night lower bracket sectional championship. Sydney girls opting to go during the weekend and then sectional finals during the week last night.
And that's what looked like most of the Division IV girls sectionals did.
Yep. Trying to time up a little more closely with the finish of the Northwest District, which starts out a week later. Well, Jackson Center made, what, one of two free throws, then Reichert stuck in the rebound?
Got the rebound and put it in.
2 minutes to go, first half, 23-7, Jackson Center. Out in the arc with the ball. It is Wills. Wills goes to Jones. There's a drive. And good defense by Jackson Center. Ball lost out of bounds. Fine play by the Tigers, Esser, defensively. Minute 55 to go, first half, 23-7 Tigers. Three-quarter court pressure by Bradford. Here's Flatfoot in backcourt to Elkert. Timeline, it goes to Reichert, who nearly walked, fed it to the cutter. Esser gliding into the lane, missed it, it rolled off the rim, but a foul against Bradford in the act of shooting. A minute 43 to go, second quarter, 16-point lead for Jackson Center. T.J. Esser at the stripe with two. Free throw, Esser on the way, yes. Here's his second. 24-7, Tigers. Esser, three bounces, takes a look, aims, swish. 25-7, Jackson Center. Bradford brings the ball to midcourt. Minute 38 to go, first half. Right side pass, Wills. 35 feet out on the right, it's Fair. Keegan Fair on the bounce, picked up by Flatfoot. Fair, left-hand dribble, elbow on the left. Behind him to Jones. Jones starts to barge down the lane, coughed up the ball. It's Reichert who scooped it. Aiden Reichert down the floor for the Tigers, all the way to the rack. He's got two more. Aiden Reichert with a field goal. 27-7 in favor of Jackson Center. 107 left, second quarter. Here's Keegan Fair with the ball. Top of the circle, it's fed to Josiah Brewer, who is in now, a 5'10 senior, one of only three seniors on the entire Railroaders roster. Brewer's got it, hand off on the play to Wills, who tries to wedge his way down below the foul line, and Jackson Center, like it often does, when you take it that deep, simply puts mitts on the ball, squeezes it. Arrow, though, favors Bradford. Boy, you just don't get much free space when you get within 12 or 15 feet of the hoop against Jackson Center's D. Another prime example.
Just like that.
Yep, Bradford inbounds below the rim, and the Tigers come clawing. They take it away. Quickly down the floor to Esser. Oh, what a nifty reverse layup by T.J. Esser.
And an outstanding assist from Platfoot.
Pretty bounce pass by Trent. 30 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Reichert on a steal. Just pass to Platfoot. Platfoot going into the rim. 2 points. Almost a backwards driving layup, but Trent. 31-7 Tigers. Bradford throws it away once more. Here's Platfoot, middle of the floor. One pass, two passes. Elkert to Reichert. He's got it. The blowout is on. 3 seconds to go, second quarter. Midcourt Wills off to the left on the shot. And Jackson Center with an outstanding finish to the second quarter has put Bradford away 33-7 after two periods of action. 33-7 Tigers with a dazzling final couple minutes of that second quarter. Stay tuned. It's our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report upcoming in a minute here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch. Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. On the campus of Pickle High School, we're here at Garbery Gym. Jackson Center has stormed to a 33-7 halftime lead over Bradford. Rushi won game one tonight, 68-50 over Fairlawn. Really wasn't as close as 18, which was the final deficit. It looks like we are headed on a collision course Saturday night at 7. Lower bracket sectional title game, Rushi, Jackson Center.
Well, it's going to be a war of two different styles. I can't wait to see it. It's going to be a heck of a game.
Our halftime report here at the break after two quarters of this contest between Jackson Center and Bradford being brought to you, as always, by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, let's look at the team stats first. Jackson Center, 13 of 19 from the floor. That's 69%. 2 of 6 shooting threes, 5 of 7 from the free throw line. Bradford only got 9 shots up, made 3 of them, didn't attempt a 3. 1 of 2 from the free throw line. 10-4 rebounding advantage for Jackson. 3-0 on the offensive boards. Turnovers, Jackson had 3. Bradford turned it 12 times. Probably 4 of them there at the end of the half that turned into 8 straight points for Jackson on layups.
Right.
In the paint, 20-6 Jackson advantage. Off of turnovers, 18-3. 8-0 on fast break points. Individual scoring, only 2 people scored for Bradford. I guess if you have 7, that's not that shocking. 5 for Fair and 2 for Spangler. They scored 2 and 5, 7 for the first half. Reichert has 12 for Jackson Center, 10 for Platfoot, 7 for T.J. Esser, 2 for Reese, and 2 for Christopher Elkert. They scored 15 and 18. They lead it 33-7 at the half.
Keegan Fair, as we remarked, very good-looking performer for the Brantford Railroaders. Jackson Center really stepped up the intensity defensively late in that second quarter, and that's what head coach Scott Elkert's got to have on Saturday night versus Rishi.
Right. Well, you know, you're going to play, and I promise you, if it's 66-7 at halftime, he's still coaching these kids.
Right.
He does not allow them to get bad habits and to do things that's not part of Jackson Center basketball.
That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. It's Jackson Center 33, Brantford 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Brookins in Fort Loramie, well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights at Brookins in Fort Loramie features two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. Carl Arns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins, which is perfect for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. Enjoy the new late-night menu, open until 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday at Brookins. You can't beat Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook, Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, hub.com. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal supplies parts around the world for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, salt spreaders, and more. Manufacturing quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors all around the globe. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Locally, LaCal and Jackson Center is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and scoresbroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago thanks to support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. New underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com, Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick will work with you step by step by step as you build your new home. Over 40 years of pride and craftsmanship, which are custom built into every single home improvement project. Dan Eilerman Construction, 419-582-3824. That's 419-582-3824. Thanks as well to Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney. It's got a corner on the market because of quality and reliability. Regal, on the web at regaltrophyawards.com, 1269 Wapak Avenue in Sydney. That is Regal for the crowning touch. And don't forget Maury's Landing. Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362 in Minster. Outstanding baked haddock at night, open at 6 in the morning. Popular place for breakfast, burgers and wraps at noon. Maury's Landing. About a minute away from the start of the second half, Jackson Center 33, Bradford 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of ScoresBroadcast.com. LaCalle manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. LaCalle supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCalle. Locally, LaCalle is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center.
All set to go for the beginning of the second half here at Piqua's Garbery Gym on the campus of Piqua High School. Bright blue and red Piqua Indians logo at midcourt. Jackson Center Tigers set to throw it in. Jackson Center, the visiting team on the scoreboard, wearing the black with white numerals outlined in orange. Orange and white piping along the bottoms of the shorts. Bradford also orange and black, home white. Black numerals outlined in light orange. Jackson Center with the ball to start the second half of this game. Leading 33-7. Blackfoot in the corner to Aiden Reichert. Ball thrown around the top of the circle to Jaron Reese on the left flank. Straightaway Blackfoot, shot fake. Gave it up behind him to a teammate, T.J. Esser, who rimmed the three-pointer. Jaron Reese got the rebound, hooked it, no good. It bounced around, came off. Elbowing foul on a Tiger on the rebound try.
Yeah, they called it on Reichert.
Good hustling.
First half minute gone. Third quarter, Bradford up the floor to our right. It is Wills to Jones. He looks for Spangler, can't find him. Goes to Gigan Fair in the corner. 7 points for Bradford so far here in the first two quarters. Keegan Fair, leading scorer on the year for Bradford, averaging a little better than seven. Here's a poor pass, picked off on the play by Esser. Esser races out, driving layup, good at the other end. T.J. Esser anticipated, his awareness preceded 2 points. 6:50 left here in the third quarter. Good pass by Spangler on the arc. Found an open teammate, Trevino, who missed the gimme. Nobody was around, couldn't get it to fall. Rebound, Jackson Center. Quickly, Blackfoot open, left wing, no good, long. Rebound, knocked all around like a volleyball, way up in the air, and collected by Trevino eventually in the left corner. Up the floor to Jones. Outside the arc, high right, it's Wills. Here's Spangler, now Fair, guarded by Reichert. 6:14 to go, third quarter. 28-point lead, Jackson Center. Here's a pass into the corner by Bradford. Tipped on the play by Esser. Saved inbounds to Reichert. Away he goes to Reese. Reese powering to the rim from the left part of the floor. Good. Nice play by Reese. He would not be denied. Formidable effort by Reese. That's what you call taking it right to the basket.
He did a nice job of avoiding the charge and making the basket.
Yep. Very stout play by Reese, sending Jackson Center on top by 30. 37-30, 5 points away from continuous clock time. 5:33 to go in the third quarter. Out on the arc for the Railroaders, it's Spangler. Gives it up straight away to Fair. Reichert reaches in, slapped the ball free. It's on the deck, picked up by Fair. And Fair glides to the basket and banked it through. 37-9. Quickly, Jackson Center, baseline. Blackfoot took the pass from Elgert, and he hits a 15-footer. Nice shot by Blackfoot. 39-9, Tigers. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Spangler on the arc, ball high overhead. Behind him to Trevino. Here's Spangler, guarded by Reese. Reichert on Fair, 4:48 to go in the third, 39-9 the score. Trevino wants to drive, can't. Gives it up to Jones. Connor Jones out near center circle. Starts the offense, goes to Spangler. Spangler between the rings to Wills. And we've got a Bradford timeout with 4.5 left. Third quarter, Tigers up 30 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Oh, who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. All served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Final half of the third quarter upcoming here on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Garbry Jim, Pickwise School. Keegan Fair with the ball 25 feet away. Lost it. It rolled to midcourt. Spangler saved it from being over and back. He made a sloppy pass. Jackson Center nearly steals, and they do take it away. Blatfoot loops it down the floor to Reichert. Reichert's fouled near the rim. At least I thought he was. Shot's no good. Loose ball rebound in the corner. Scramble for it. Guess who comes up with it? Aiden Reichert. Left-hand shot, no good. That time, the foul is whistled.
I know it's a 30-point game, but you got to call fouls. You can't swallow your whistle at this point. Somebody's going to get hurt.
A report from Jeff Bray. Springboro leads Sydney at the half, 36-35.
Wow, that's a lot of scoring.
Uh-huh. Ball inbound to deep right corner. Blatfoot for Jackson Center. Lobs baseline. Reichert back to the basket. Double team, triple team. Swipes on the play by Bradford. Good steal by the Railroaders, who collapsed on Reichert and jerked the ball away from him. Ball thrown down inside, though, by Bradford, and out of bounds. 3:47 remaining. Third quarter. I just heard the echo of a fan up in about the sixth row behind me. Hey, someone's going to get hurt.
Well, that's the same thing I just said.
If you don't blow the whistle.
Yep.
Here's Blatfoot. Here's Reichert. Between the rings, Elkert. Left corner jumper. Jackson Center. Long one. Hit the rim. Bounced away. Rebounding foul. Tigers. And it will be Bradford possession. Sean March, 5'9 senior, on the floor now for the Tigers. It's March, Heitkamp, Elkert, Reichert, and Blatfoot. March guarding Trevino at the center line. 3:15 to go here in the third. Right side pass for Bradford, collected there by Wills. And here's an errant toss picked off at Jackson Center. Elkert on the bounce into the forecourt. Whips a pass down inside to Reichert. Wow, did he ever thread the needle. Reichert caught it, laid it in, thanks to Elkert. Dazzling assist. Splendidly done by Christopher Elkert of Jackson Center. Here is Trevino, foul line to Wills. Throws it back out on the arc to Trevino. 2:42 to go, third quarter, 41-9 Tigers. 32-point lead. Deflection, Jackson Center. Run out, 3-on-2. Reichert is hammered. Aiden took it to the hoop. Keegan Fair got him real good. Couldn't ignore that one.
No.
Yep, it is shaping up as a Rushi Jackson Center lower bracket sectional championship on Saturday night at 7. The other pairing we've known. And Sonia Fort Loramie, Friday at 7, Saturday at 7, Jackson Center, Rushi for the third time this year. Rushi routed Jackson Center with terrific defense last year in a sectional championship game, giving the Tigers a big-time dose of their own medicine.
That's only one of six from the line for Riker. There's something to be worried about a little bit.
Yeah, Aiden just missed a pair. He's kind of streaky. In the opening round game, he shot poorly first half against Triad, then poured in four in a row in the second half. Good defense for the Tigers. Cross-court pass by Bradford goes out of bounds. 41-9. Jackson Center leads, 2:15 to go, third quarter.
We need a three here to get the running clock going.
Yeah, you're right, we do. Substitution, Jackson Center. Platfoot is out, and having entered is Clay Akers, 5'11 junior, good JV player. Deep in the right corner, it is March. March tries to make a bounce pass into the paint area. Bradford gets a mid on it, drives it away. Then March retaliates with a good steal at midcourt. Heck of a pass to a teammate. Gliding in from the right wing, it was Elkert, and he's chopped up on the play. He'll get two.
I think that's Joey Irwin.
I'm sorry, it was not 13. It was 12, Irwin. Minute 56 to go here in the third. 41-9, Tigers. Irwin made a free throw at the stripe in the opening tournament victory by Jackson Center over Triad, and he hits one here. 42-9 in favor of Jackson Center. 33-point spread. This would make it 34. Shot by Irwin on the way. Short. Hit the front rim. Fell into the arms of Keegan Fair for Bradford. Fair up and over the timeline. Guarded by Esser. Fair with a drive. Fumbled the ball. Got it back. Threw it to Trevino near midcourt. Left side to Jones. Minute 36 to go. Cutting through the paint area is Fair. Ball released to him. He caught it. Little congested foul over guarding on the Tigers, who make another change. Trevor Sosby in. TJ Esser out. Baseline inbounded. Corner. It's Trevino. Starts a drive. Might have extended the elbow. Yep, he did. Solid D by March of Jackson Center. Offensive foul. 90 seconds to go here in the third. 42-9, Tigers. Heitkamp to midcourt. Left side to March. Now Heitkamp. Foul line back to the basket. It is Clay Akers. Baseline to Irwin. Jumping, shooting from 16. Off the back iron. Rebound Bradford. 70 seconds to go in the third. Midcourt Fair to Trevino down the left side. Guarded by March. Ball flipped, top of the circle to Spangler. Right point goes on the play to Fair. Between the rings, it's Jones. Good pass. Low posts on the block. Down on the left side. Caught and missed by Bradford. Tough break for Brewer. We've got the ball being jammed out of bounds by the Tigers below the backboard. Bradford inbounding to Jones. Baseline right, double teams. Dumps it right back down inside to Fair, who inbounded it, got it back, and he's grappled on the shoulder by a Tiger defender. Again, it's common. Only eight fouls in this second half. 44 ticks left in the clock, third quarter. 42-9 Tigers. Ball thrown in top of the circle to Jones against Heitkamp. Heitkamp flicks it away. Jones recovers. 30 seconds left, third quarter. Here's Keegan Fair. 35 feet out on the floor. Sosby all over him. Here's a sloppy pass. Irwin on the intercept. Loops it down the floor. It is too far. Saved back in by the Tigers, right to Bradford. 18 seconds to go, third quarter. Up the floor, Fair. Here's a poke away by Irwin. He's all over the court. Good hustle by Irwin. Foul, Bradford, as Fair had it taken from him. And then he plowed into Irwin, trying to make the recovery. 13 ticks to go, third quarter. The lead, 33 for the Tigers. 35 is continuous clock time. Right wing Akers, straightaway Heitkamp, stops, jumps, shoots, short. Rebounded low on the left to March. At the buzzer with a second left. Jump shot to Sosby. No good. And the third quarter finishes. Jackson Center 42. Bradford 9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
And thanks so much to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each, proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com. Superior provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. Francis Schulte distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Superior and Francis Schulte, two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make this region a great place in which to live, work, raise families, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulte, proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com. Well, Jackson Center has scored to go on up 35. Chuck, who netted the 2 points?
Oh, let me look. It was Trevor Sosby. Nice take to the basket.
Trevor Sosby with the field goal, 44-9. Jackson Center opening minute, fourth quarter. Continuous clock has started. Ball lobbed into Jones, top of the circle for Bradford, behind the back on the dribble. Dumps it down inside for a teammate who's not there. Intercepted by Sosby. Ball loose here at the scorer's table of scoresbroadcast.com. Dug out off the hardwood by Christopher Elkert, then kicked up into the 10th row by Jones of Bradford.
It was a little to the left. The field goal was no good.
6:35 left in the fourth. 44-9 Tigers. Elkert got the inbounds pass, threw it baseline, then it was laid off in the lane to Irwin, right back out to Elkert. He shoots up a high one, a lofty three-pointer, all court. He's got it. 47-9, Jackson Center. Just over six to play. Top of the circle. It goes on the play to Trevino. Trevino doesn't shoot. Dumps it down into Fair. Reverse layup. Got it. Left-handed by Fair. 47-11. Jackson Center. Out of control. Up the floor. Elkert. Ball knocked loose. Then he dives for it. Collision. Foul. Elkert. Bradford ball. .542 to go here in the fourth. Far right wing. Ball goes on the play to Trevino. Now to Jones. Trevino gets it back for Bradford. 5.5 to go in the game. 47-11 in favor of the Tigers. Here's Keegan Fair. He enters the paint. And Jackson Center comes clawing. It's stripped out of bounds in the corner. Off of black shirt last. Inbounding is Bradford, far corner of the floor. Trevino catches on the arc, guarded there by Elkert. Ball given up 25 feet away to Jones. Jones on the bounce. Tries to hit Spangler, cutting toward the rim, and overthrew him out of bounds below the backboard. It will be possession. Jackson Center leading by 36. Chuck, it's got to get down below 30 for the...
Yeah, go below 30, then they'll start the clock again. But let's hope we don't get to that point.
Well, the Tigers got a cushion of six here before it does drop down below 30. Actually, a cushion of seven, I guess you might say. Here's Akers into the forecourt left for Jackson Center. He spots up, shoots a 15-footer, missed it, no good. My mistake, that's Mason Platfoot, who's wearing 10. Clay Akers has got 20. Sean March on the floor for Jackson Center. Trevor Sosby in, and that's Garrett Pringer. Here's a post-up play by Fair in the paint. Didn't shoot. Dished it off to a teammate. Jackson Center stole it, but Pringer might have fouled. Clock continues to run. No foul against Bradford.
Yeah, they called that on Brewer.
Brewer bumped Pringer. Tiger possession, 3.5 to go in the game. 47-11, Jackson Center. Midcourt, Garrett Pringer. Enters the top of the circle, foul line. Baseline right to a teammate. Short jump shot by Clay Akers is no good. Stick back is in by Akers. 3:15 left. Here's a long three by Fair of Bradford. Short. Rebound backcourt. Mason Blackfoot for Jackson Center. Up ahead to Trevor Sosby. He pulls up. Right wing it goes to the driver. March overshoots it. Rebound by Bradford. 3 minutes to go. 49-11, Tigers. Fair timeline. Outside the arc it goes to Jones. Stolen on the play by Jackson Center. Good theft with the left hand by Akers. And then he's fouled by Bradford, who tried to dive back in and take it away from Clay. And he will shoot the one and one. Clock runs on the one and one.
I think both sides of the gym are probably happy for that.
Chuck, any way to run out the clock at the free throw line?
You got 10 seconds technically to shoot a free throw.
I was talking to Scott Ward about that this morning on the phone. Or maybe was here tonight at the game. I guess you could milk it, take every bit of 10 plus. Referee probably wouldn't mind, would he?
I don't think they're not wanting to go home also.
Clay Akers at the foul line for Jackson Center. Second shot no good. Was the first one in?
Made the first one.
One of two for him. Akers, one of two at the stripe. Here's a poor pass by Bradford, picked off by Sosby. Sosby dashes the other way. Left-hand layup is in. Minute and a half to go. 52-11, Tigers. Jackson Center, Rushi. Should be a splendid marquee matchup. Lower bracket regional, lower bracket sectional championship. It'll have regional basketball flavor, that's for sure. Tigers and Raiders, lower bracket sectional title game, 7 o'clock tip on Saturday. Tomorrow night it is Fort Loramie and Sonia. Should be good as well. Here is a good drive to the basket. Clay Akers strutting his stuff. He faked right, went left, navigated the paint, and scored. 54-11 in favor of Jackson Center. Under 50 to go. Here's Trevino, right wing. Flips it out top to Brewer for Bradford. He lost it, got it back. Brewer throws foul line to Fair. Broken up, stolen by Jackson Center. Quickly down the floor come the Tigers. Mason Platfoot in the right corner. Cross court to March. 28 seconds left. Outside the arc, near side, it's Joey Irwin. And we're down to 20 to go. And the Tigers will back it out. Hold it. That's going to do it. Final seconds will tick away. Bradford, Jackson Center, Tigers win it 54-11 after Rushi defeated Fairlawn 58-40. Tigers and Raiders tangle Saturday night at 7. Lower bracket sectional championship for a berth in the district against one of the two Troy winners. It will not be Legacy Christian, which was upset last night by Newton. So whichever club wins on Saturday, Rushi or Jackson Center winds up being a pretty good draw in the district tourney. 43-point win to Jackson Center. Chuck, let's take a look at the scoring and close it out.
Well, Keegan Fair, the leading scorer, had 9 of the 11. That's pretty impressive. I'm not sure if I've ever seen anybody get that that many points in the, as for the team.
81% of the points.
81. He did that good. My foot was gone, but I wasn't going to get there. For for Jackson Center, 14 for Reichert, 12 for Platfoot, 9 for Esser. I'm going to go Clancy's players of the game, Trent Platfoot and T.J. Esser.
That's Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy. Fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
So many thanks here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. We'll quickly run down our anchors, then Chuck's got a few more interesting tidbits for us about this second game tonight. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News, very best sports page coverage around. And gratitude as well to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Hemp Imagery, John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his very best shot. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, vets helping vets get connected to your veterans benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282. In Rushi, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, the gem of Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, it's grown to include eight expanding divisions. Chuck, a stat or two on this game tonight.
Well, let's look. The only stat where they were tied was each team had 160 minutes. but Jackson was 22 of 39, shooting at 56%. Bradford only got 15 shots off. They were 5 of 15. They turned the ball over 29 times. They were just outmatched from the beginning. They knew they were going to be. They're not nearly as good as Triad, quite honestly.
No.
Neither team with a win, but my money would be on Triad if they got to play in the consolation bracket.
Yeah, I was shocked. Triad was winless. The Cardinals looked far better than an 0-22 team.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Again, Chuck, the $64,000 question, the challenge facing Jackson Center coming off two pretty easy triumphs against winless clubs. A day to get ready now for Rushi. Boy, you've got to adjust your gears on the fly to get ready for the Raiders.
Yeah, I agree with that. But the thing is, this will be the third time they've played.
Yep.
So they're not going to have to come up and decide, look at film and see what they're going to expect. They know what to expect. It's going to be the same thing for Rushi. I mean, they know Jackson. They know that it's going to be harder for them to get that track meet going that they had tonight.
Right.
And Jackson's going to have to handle the basketball and shoot it well. Reichert is going to have a big game because the inside play of Rushi in this tournament has been outstanding.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And the tandem of York and Kearns can do a number on you inside. Aiden Reichert's got a big load to carry for Jackson Center on Saturday night. Our Friday night upper bracket sectional final, it is Fort Loramie and Sonia. Webcast time tomorrow evening. Unbelievably, we are at the end of the week already. Tomorrow night, Friday, webcast at 6:40, 7 p.m. tip. Don't forget, Fort Loramie girls in action at 11 a.m. on Saturday.
Man.
Girls Division IV District from Troy. The opponent, Cedarville. So that sews it up from here at Pickwick tonight. Update on Sidney boys.
Yep, I got Jeff Bray just sent at the end of the third quarter, Sidney 49-48. Gordon hit a 30-footer at the buzzer to give him the lead. 28 for the game so far for Andre.
Boy, is that ever a dynamite game between Sidney and Springboro right down the road here at Vandalia Butler.
It might have been more exciting than this one.
You think?
It's hard to tell.
You think?
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
58-40, or I should say 68-50. Rushi won the opener tonight over Fairlawn, and the Jackson Center Tigers win the nightcap. Chuck, again, the final score, game two?
54-11. I don't know if I've ever seen a team get 11.
Ron Mooney's our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Again, our newest underwriting sponsors, Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, Regal Trophy and Awards, Wapak Avenue in Sidney, and Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362 in Minster, across from Lake Loramie. For Ron, for Chuck, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Pickwick's Garbery Gym on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.